Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
It's now our favorite time of the week when we get to answer your questions. Each week, you submit questions on financialsafari.com and we spin the wheel to see which ones get answered. Let's step back into the studio where Coach Pete DeRuda is ready to spin the And it's finally time. Love this part of the show, the Wheel of Questions. We've got 18 colored segments up on the wheel, numbered with hidden questions that we've received from listeners sent in to info@financialsafari.com. Very easy to get your question on the wheel. Now, Coach is going to give it a spin. Whatever number it lands on, we'll read that question, and Coach has no idea what's coming his way.
This is one of my favorite times of the show, as you know, because it's a mystery. It's like mystery science theater. I don't know what the questions are. You don't share them with me. Again, people send them in all the time to info@financialsafari.com. And I know we've got some comments. People love to hear their question when it's asked and answered.
Absolutely.
But we never know when that's going to happen because you've assigned a number to it. And I'm going to spin this wheel and we're going to see what happens. How's that? And this is a real wheel too, by the way. Not a sounder, is it, Kit?
No, not a sounder. Here we go. Here we go. Give it a spin.
Put a good spin and put a little wrist action into that, Kit, as you see it going around. And it's slowing down. Number 10.
There is a nonprofit organization in my community that I've watched from afar and to which I would like to contribute. I'm concerned about their ability to put the money to the best possible use, not from the perspective of trust, but merely about their being quote-unquote young in their journey, and I don't have the time to handhold. Can you offer any advice?
Well, I mean, the first advice is if you don't feel good, don't give money. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many people have not trusted their first instinct, Kit, and got burnt.
That's true.
And so there are, you can Google the company and find out from the Secretary of State, I think, it's the Secretary of State of every state, mm-hmm. the charities have to report how much of the money you give really goes to the cause they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, every single year.
And you'd be amazed with some of the major charities we hear about where most of the money goes to the top-heavy organization, the CEO.
And the those administration.
Kind of people. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to reveal any names here today. I don't want to get people mad at me, but there are some major charities out there where 9 cents out of every 10 cents goes to the organization, not to the cause.
Yeah.
And I like the ones where most of the money, 90% or more that you give, goes to the cause, not to the fun things for the charity, right?
Yeah.
And so what I would recommend for this person here is to, you know, again, trust your instinct. If they want to give a little money and then see what happens, I would mm-hmm. give a little bit first. I would stick my toe in the water and then see what happens with that money. And I would ask them to tell me and show me where this money's going and see if they invite me into their meeting so I can maybe have a voice there. And I would tell them that I've got more money to give, but I'm not giving it right away. Let's see what happens. Maybe ask for a position on the board if they care that much about it. And then if you're on the board, unpaid position, by the way, but make sure that you can make sure and see what's really going on and get the feel of the inside organization. Unfortunately, like with Bernie Madoff, there are some trustable people mm-hmm. that could still do bad things, but you have to trust your instinct. It's great that this person wants to give some money to a local organization. That's a main complaint I hear with people when they give to national charities is the money never stays locally.
That's true.
There are local charities where it does, but you want to make sure it goes to the cause locally and not to the CEO locally, right?
Now, there are, for a lot of nonprofit organizations, they will allow you to give donations unrestricted or restricted. If it's an unrestricted donation, it's just the same as just writing them a check that says, here's $250, here's $5,000, do with it what you will. scale. But then there's restricted donations where you can say, I want to give $500 for youth education, for example.
You can earmark some things. But yeah. I mean, you know, if you become too much of a burden like that, they might not want your money. If you become overbearing, mm-hmm. you know, I would basically, if I was a charity and someone started telling me how to spend the money, I would say, look, go form your own charity.
And that's true. Okay. That's true.
So, or get a place on the board and then argue your point. But don't become the noisy person with a checkbook.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's you got to weigh both sides. It's great that they want to give. I think the main thing when people give is they want to make sure it goes to the cause, and they want to see if it stays locally. Like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, you can give to a local person who wants their wish fulfilled kit, and that's very important because these people's lifespans are usually small, where they're wanting to do the things that the one thing they always wanted to do. I've seen like them take kids from a local area to Disney World. The children wanted to go to Disney World, and that was one last wish, and they showed them the great time at Disney World. That is really special.
And that's another kind of nonprofit organization that lets you sort of pick what you are.
Which is called earmarking. Exactly. You earmark where you want it to go. Now, earmark's a bad term when we talk about Congress because mm-hmm. they seem to have earmark stuff. But in the charity world, it's a great thing because you can control sometimes with some charities where some of that money will go at least.
Exactly. Well, if you need any more information about anything we're talking about today, you can always email us at info@financialsafari.com. And that's exactly how you can get one of your questions answered on air. Again, info@financialsafari.com. Hear your question on a show in the future here as part of the Wheel of Questions on the Financial Safari.
To contact our local trusted advisor in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.